I'm really looking forward to getting back into northern Wisconsin. It's gorgeous up there. I love it. I love how the topography changes. I love all the big pines, and I'm always looking forward to getting back up there, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Three Lakes.
So your most recent album came out last year. It's called Barely. How would you say the album differs from previous work that you've done?
I had some pretty kind of heavy production rolling in the previous two albums. The one before that was called Chocolate Paper Sweets, and I had just lots and lots of guests and lots of production. And I stripped it down for Barely. So it's basically just me and the piano and then my partner on guitar. Not much more than that. So it was quite a bit different than, you know, the two or three albums before. So it was nice. It was a nice change of pace for me.
Hey, can I come over? We'll pull the covers closer. Light the world in color, technicolor.
Do you think you'll be playing a lot of that album this weekend in Three Lakes?
I will. I'll play a lot of that album, and I'll play selections from the ones before as well.
Speaking of that album, I saw the album cover, and you know, you're outside by this house, and it's just really beautiful and green. And tell me what you're going for with that.
It's where it's essentially the area that I live in. I live in Indiana, and rural Indiana is a place where barns are essentially left to sort of fall over and into, you know, piles of wood, and life moves kind of slowly. There's a sense of continuity. It's really beautiful, and there's a vibe in northern Wisconsin that there are incredible arts communities, and there's it seems to be an incredible fostering of the arts in the area and preservation of the natural green space. There's also this sort of quiet humility that comes along with it. There's not a sort of demand for coolness in the arts scene. I think it allows for more creativity, actually, the kind of openness that northern Wisconsin has.
What's your process when you're writing an album? Are you one of those artists who like to write, you know, up north in the midst of nature or in rural Indiana?
Well, I live on almost 40 acres of woods. I consistently do write, in my own place, in my own land. But I write when I'm on the road. I've written a ton in England and Northern Europe. I wrote my last album before Barely, most of it on a boat in the middle of Lake Huron in the North Channel. It doesn't have to be any specific place. I've written in hotel rooms in Bonn, Germany. I've written, written all over the place. It doesn't have to be specific. I just have to be able to have some solitude.
Is there a sense of place in what you're writing? Does it change depending on where you're writing things?
Without question. Absolutely. Flat Earth Diary is the name of the album that I wrote when I was on the boat. Because, you know, when you're in the middle of a large body of water, the world looks flat. You can imagine the water pouring off the edges of the planet.
At the end of a summer and the fruit's in a jar, will you hum another wish? Waiting on a shooting star, connecting dots to dots in blackness, giving faces to the beast. Thinking fondly of black waterfalls with pools of stars beneath off the edge. The waterfalls to pools of stars.
What are you working on musically right now?
I'm working on a couple things. Victor Wooten's going to be on my next album. He's going to do three songs on it. I'm heading down there because I also teach a songwriting course at his camp. So I'll be in Nashville right after I leave you guys. I am writing an album that is completely different from Barely, actually, writing it with Victor in mind. Going to go color all the way outside the lines. No more coloring book. And see where that takes me.
Everything returns to dust. Everything returns to rust. Is that the buckle on your shoe? Soon be copper color too. And all this recklessness and rust, it drives the whole of us. Catch the light or catch the bus before it's gone.